Put her love of small-town Newfoundland into her first children's book. There's No Place Like Home brings together generations of memories about growing up in St. Bernard's Jack's Fountain on the Burren Peninsula. And Niecy joins me now live in the studio. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Good morning.
Why did you think it was important to have a book like this?
Coming from a small community like I have and moving away from it for such a long time, you tend to forget all the wonderful and unique little things that you do while you're growing up, and I'd really like to be part of preserving them.
Yeah, okay. Was it tough to decide, though, what to include and what to leave out? It's not a big book.
There was, because I could write an entire book on my growing up, yeah, and the things and the places that we went, things we did as children. But then there was my dad and his parents and all who came from that area. Then Jack's Fountain was a separate community, so they did some different things before the two communities joined as one.
Is it officially amalgamated now?
It is indeed. And there's so many things for so many generations, but a lot of them were common.
Okay.
I tried to pull out the common things that both communities and all generations had in common.
And to do it as a kid's book is cool. Now, you're going to read a little passage from it. Do you want to set it up and give us a reading? Okay.
Absolutely. This is from the middle of the book.
Okay.
They say there are great parties in castles far away, but when there's a time up in the hall from home, I wouldn't stray. I couldn't miss soup suppers, a toe-tapping square dance, or the summer garden party with lively games of chance. You could go to a market and buy berries from a shelf, but it just tastes so much better when you pick them for yourself. So many trails will take me to where lots of berries grow, to pick and put in jellies, jams and cakes, or pastry dough. Some people dine in restaurants on snails and Cabernet, but I'd prefer a yummy Sunday dinner any day, with salt beef and peas pudding, a favorite of my pop, and homemade bread with Nanny's jam and thick white cream on top.
It sounds like home to a lot of people, I think, yeah. You've got a glossary in the back of this book that includes place names. Why was that important to you?
Well, for the people, this was actually, if I can go back a little bit, this was done, our community planned a Come Home Year celebration a couple of years ago. And it's a wonderful community, has great history. My heart lives there, along with my wonderful parents and some of the most fantastic people in the world. When they were planning the Come Home Year, I guess a lot of people put a lot of hours into the planning, the volunteering, the arranging. And when you live so far away, there's not much you can do in that regard. So it started out with, what can I do from far away?
Yeah.
That can help contribute to this cause. And then thinking about all the people who would visit our area who've never been there before, who wouldn't know where Aunt Josie's Hill was or Aunt Lolo's garden and things of that nature. And a lot of areas in St. Bernard's, some of the place names have changed, but some are still the same. I wanted to make sure that people who didn't know them actually knew where to physically find them when they were visiting our area.
Okay. All right. That explains that. Now, the proceeds went to Sacred Heart Parish in St. Bernard's.
Yeah.
Why?
That was the heart of the community and still is the heart of the community growing up. And the communities have amalgamated now, and there are two churches. But for my growing up, it was Sacred Heart Parish and still is. Every time we go home, we go to church. And whenever there's any type of fundraiser, we do whatever we can to support it, regardless of how far away we are. And as I said, my parents live there, and they go there every weekend. And big part of the community and our life.
So the church is the church. It's the community center. It's the focus of pretty much everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It's been now, 2 years since you published the book on your own, but I understand there's some interest from a local publisher now.
Well, my fingers are crossed. this little book was done, you know, just as a fundraiser, and I got some real good feedback. So I created it, let's call it a second edition, a little more polished and more generalized, so that, you know, it's Aunt Lolo's Hill. Everyone has an Aunt Lolo's Hill.
Sure.
So a little more generalized, so it could be anywhere in Newfoundland. And I added some things, changed some things, and sent it out to see if there would be any interest in the local publishing community. And there may be.
Yeah.
And my hopes are up.
All right. We'll keep our fingers crossed as well. Thanks for coming in, talking about the book.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Niecy.